Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan. All right, Will Dawkins, Wizards General Manager, spoke at length yesterday, and our guy Chase Hughes was there to cover it. Chase covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports, I believe. Chase, what up, dude? How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to be on with you. Happy that the season's getting underway, getting started. It's been a long offseason.
For sure. It's funny, dude, you know, because you're in Wizards land and I'm primarily in Commanders land these days, people might not know how long we've known each other and worked together.
Like, yeah.
We were both single when we met. Now we're married with children. Like, it's just, it's been a long, long run, man. Chase does a great job covering the Wiz. Tell me what we need to know from Will Dawkins yesterday. What'd he say? How feeling about this Wiz season?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Someone was telling me about their honeymoon the other day. I was like, oh, JP, he went to South Africa for his honeymoon. And then I realized, man, that was a long time ago. Like, we had known each other a really long time. It's crazy. So Will Dawkins spoke yesterday. The two things that I think were most important were, one, some injury updates. Bilal Coulibaly is going to miss the start of the regular season, but it doesn't sound like he'll be out very long. He was hurt playing for Team France at Eurobasket, as was Alex Saar. And Alex Saar will miss the beginning of training camp, but it sounds like he's going to return very soon. AJ Johnson's also a little banged up. And then my big takeaway was Will Dawkins sort of announced this as the season of competition, where I think this was inevitable we'd get here. They brought a lot of young players in, a lot of guys that they drafted, but now they've got some depth at certain positions, I think guard and wing in particular. And there's going to be some domino effects from that. They can't probably play everyone on a given night. So I think guys will win rotation roles. And then we also might see some players go down to the go-go to a degree that we haven't seen over the past 2 years. That's their G League affiliate.
Wow. All right. So this is this year two or year three of Winger and Dawkins and everybody?
This is going into year three. So they've had three drafts. They've had two full seasons. This will be the third year, and, you know, I think they probably expect to have a similar season to last year with a lot of young guys playing a lot of minutes, getting a lot of shots, have pretty large offensive roles. And I think the hope is now that they have enough young players that inevitably some guys will emerge. You know, to say there's 9-10 young players who represent sort of the prospects list for them, if two or three guys could take big steps forward this year, I think that would be a successful season for them.
Who do you think are the most likely guys to take a big step forward?
I would definitely start with Keyshawn George. And there might be some fans who are surprised to hear that because he was the 24th overall pick last year. But he, I thought, was impressive as a rookie. The only thing he didn't really do very well was shoot from three, but that's considered his biggest strength if you look back at what he did in college at the University of Miami. He was their best player in the summer league. I think he's shaping up to have a good year. He's also healthy, unfortunately, unlike a few of their other young players. So I expect big things from him. Bub Carrington closed the season last year really strongly, so I think that set him up for a good second season. Didn't probably have the summer league he was hoping for, but he is certainly someone that I would watch. And then Cam Whitmore is going to be really interesting. He's definitely got a chip on his shoulder, was drafted by Houston, didn't play as much as you would have hoped. Now he's coming home to a team that he grew up going to games for. You know, he's a huge John Wall, Bradley Beal fan. Now he's playing for the Wizards. I think it's a really cool story, and he's a really talented guy who, you know, if you look at the numbers, it suggests that he's worthy of a bigger role than he was getting in Houston that I think he'll find here.
I like Keyshawn a lot. Where do you think his game can go? I think Bub, we kind of know where his game can go, right? Like, I think we kind of know who he is as a player. I love that he hit that floater to win the season finale down in Miami. Where do you think Keyshawn could go?
I think that is the question for Keyshawn. Like, what is the ceiling? Because I think he's proven that the floor is pretty high, and he came in a little bit older than the other prospects, even though he only played 1 year in college. He was 20 when he got drafted. So he had played sort of AmPro before that in France, so he was a little bit more experienced in that regard, a little bit older. But does he have the athleticism or the skill set to become a star? I think that's what we'll have to see over time. You know, last year, a friend of mine who's a scout said that he sees a lot of Joe Ingles in his game, and I kind of like that comparison. Joe Ingles at his peak was probably the fourth best player on the team that won 50 games in Utah, and had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, really good defensive player, really good outside shooter. But could Keyshawn George become better than Joe Ingles? If he ends up becoming Joe Ingles, I think that's fine. That's a quality rotation player on a really good team. But certainly the Wizards would love to see him surpass what is ultimately a super role player that Joe Ingles was.
So with Keyshawn, not with Keyshawn, going back to Will Dawkins' comments about, you know, this is the year we're really going to compete, and I heard some iron sharpening irons type stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's year three of these guys. Year one was kind of them tearing the roster down, trading guys away, getting the salary cap how they liked it. They're clearly trying to build through the draft. Like, do you expect a jump in wins and losses? Is that still a year out? Are we still looking at like a 20-ish win team? Or do you think maybe we're fighting for a play-in spot here kind of thing?
I don't think they're fighting for a play-in spot this year. I think that could happen the following season. But, you know, they won 15 games in the first year of the rebuild. Then it went to 18. I think a similar jump up into the 20s is probably a logical expectation. But there's a couple factors at play. One is that, you know, this is the last year that their first-round pick is protected. It's the first round pick that they attached to John Wall to trade for Russell Westbrook. And now that pick is owned by the New York Knicks and it's top eight protected. So if the Wizards got the ninth pick or worse, they forfeit their first round pick to the New York Knicks. So ideally they would show some progress, but also stay in the top eight. And basically the way the lottery odds work is that they can ensure to stay in the top eight if they finish with one of the four worst records in the league. And, you know, if you're fifth or sixth worst, it's a small percentage chance that you lose that pick. But that's a factor, and I think more important than wins and losses, obviously we've discussed the individual development, but they were 30th in offense last year and 27th in defense. If they could improve those numbers, regardless of what the win total is, I think that would be great, because you look back at a lot of the rebuilds that have worked, and you don't go from 30th in offense to fifth in the league overnight. Usually these things happen more incrementally. And a team breaks out like the Thunder have over the last few years. But then you go back and look, even when they were losing, you know, they were still improving year over year defensively and offensively. So I think those are some of the numbers I'll be checking at the end of the season for sure.
Trey, I'm all in on this kid. I just want to watch him shoot. Like the motion is so pure. Pause. But what is his role right away?
Yeah, he's I think he's going to be instant offense. His role, I think my guess is he comes off the bench to start, but is going to have a sizable role in the offense. And then, you know, by the end of the season, maybe moves his way into the starting lineup. But I think the entertainment value is going to be helped by having Trey Johnson, because he can light it up from three. I mean, he was as good of a three-point shooting prospect as you could find coming out of college. And he also kind of has an interesting personality split, where off the court, he's like super laid back. I mean, I think he would describe himself as kind of boring. Like, he went viral this offseason for this interview I did with him at the Combine, where he said he's got no off-court hobbies at all. But then you watch him on the court, and he kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. Like, he's really like competitive, and he celebrates after just about every play that he makes. So I think he's going to be fun to watch, because he's going to light it up from long range. I think he's going to score plenty of points, probably have a chance to win Rookie of the Year, because it's usually an award that comes down to scoring. And I think it's just going to be fun to watch his joy sort of play out on the court, because he plays with a lot of excitement. And I just think it's going to be fun, regardless of how good the Wizards are, to watch a young player like that.
Talking with our boy Chase Hughes. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Read all of his work. Watch all of his work on Monumental Sports Network. Do you have a new podcast, by the way?
We are not ready to.
Is that not ready to discuss on radio?
Yeah, but
sorry, dude.
Yeah, my colleague Bijan Todd and I, we started doing these videos over the summer on YouTube, and they did well. So we're going to be doing more of them in a more official capacity. But yes, Wizards YouTube show that will double the podcast.
Okay, sweet. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to say that.
I appreciate the plug. I'll take it, man.
All right. I heard this rumor, and maybe it's dumb, that Ace Bailey was trying to force his way to Washington in the draft, but they were just going to take Trey Johnson anyway. Has that all been reported to be accurate? Like, what was the deal with all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been reported out pretty extensively that Ace Bailey and his people were trying to sort of maneuver their way in the draft to preferred destinations. And, you know, he ended up getting selected by Utah, and there was speculation that, you know, maybe that wasn't his first choice. I think it ended up working out well for both teams. I think Ace Bailey is going to be in good hands in Utah, on a team that is ultimately overseen by Danny Ainge, who has a terrific track record of drafting players just like Ace Bailey, who play the same position. You know, I'm talking Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, those types. And then the Wizards at six, I was really surprised that Trey Johnson was even there. I thought he was going to be a top five pick. And for a team that was 30th in offense last year, I think they did well for themselves with Trey Johnson, who I think probably has a higher floor than Ace Bailey. You could argue Ace Bailey has the higher ceiling long term, and that's why he was picked fifth. But it doesn't mean it'll work out that way. So I think both players landed in good positions. The Wizards, you know, they were picking six. They had to sort of be beholden to what happened in front of them. Yeah. And I think it was a good scenario for them to land with Trey Johnson. Whether they wanted Ace Bailey or not, I think it's going to work out.
Less than a month till Wiz basketball starts. Preseason starts in a couple weeks. Can't wait to watch. Chase, one word answer. Do you want Jaden to play Sunday or not?
Not. I trust Marcus Mariota.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's our boy Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Opening the phone lines up at 1 o'clock for Bleep You Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.